Hi, and welcome to the podcast on using carbon fuels and incomplete and complete combustion. You can look at the textbook pages 102 to 105 for help on this. Well, different fuels are good for different jobs, and we need to just look at their properties to see why some fuels are good for some jobs and other fuels are good for other jobs. One of the key things for a fuel is its energy content. In other words, how much energy for a kilogram of fuel. Petrol has a very high energy value, as I should have called it. And petrol has a very high energy value, which means 1 kilogram of petrol will make your car go a long way. Gas, for instance, would have less energy value. Another thing to look at is availability. Storage, cost, toxicity, pollution caused, and the ease of use. You can see a nice summary table on page 103. But essentially, we use fuels in cars and at the home where they're easy to control. They can flow, so they tend to be liquids or gases. As soon as we get solids like coal and wood, it becomes quite difficult to control and do easily. So combustion of fuels produces two gases, or at least combustion of hydrocarbon fuels does. The two gases produced are carbon dioxide and water vapour. You can see the diagram at the top of page 103 of the textbook shows a nice little experiment to prove that. The proof of water vapour being produced is that cobalt chloride paper goes from blue to pink. The proof that carbon dioxide is being produced is that lime water goes cloudy. Well, we can also have incomplete combustion. You may well have done an experiment where you had a Bunsen burner with the air hole open, giving you a blue flame, and a Bunsen closed, giving you a yellow flame. And you may have noticed that there was soot produced on a beaker from the yellow flame of the Bunsen burner. This is because of incomplete combustion. Rather than giving you carbon dioxide, CO2, it gives you carbon monoxide, CO. That's carbon and only one oxygen. So you can see that's a problem because carbon monoxide is toxic or poisonous due to incomplete combustion. Now, this can happen for a number of reasons, often because equipment's poorly serviced, air holes have become clogged up, or they've been blocked on purpose. So if you have a paraffin heater or gas heater at home, you must get it serviced properly to check it's completely combusting the fuel. You may be asked to do some symbol equations for this, and the symbol equations at the bottom of page 105 of the textbook are very clear and show you exactly what you need to know. Balancing these equations is quite straightforward. You need to know the formula of the hydrocarbon. Look at page 105, you can see it's CH4. And CH4 has one carbon in it, so you'll get one CO2. It has four hydrogens, so it will give you two waters, two H2Os. And they're very simple to balance these equations. And essentially, if you learnt the ones on page 105, you wouldn't go too far wrong. The other products from incomplete combustion, of course, is soot. Soot is pure carbon, just the symbol C on a chemical equation.